We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Calling on the single moms today. If you're a single mom, could you call us 404-263-0941? Because here is the situation. This is a group therapy for the Jen and Friends show. We just came back from our Jen and Friends cruise for a cause with our friends at Royal Caribbean, and we're getting to know all of the different families that were on the cruise with us. And we all spent dinners together and did activities together and fun classes and just had a blast on vacation. And as we were getting to know each other, there were definitely different families with single moms. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that sort of became an elephant in the room. And as a genuine friend and wanting to create genuine friendships, I wanted to ask about their family dynamic. But it felt weird to ask about that. And so here's my question for single moms. Is there a way that people can ask you about your family dynamic and about your situation? And if there is a way to ask, how do you ask it? Because I wanted to say, like, clearly there's mom, there's two kids, like, where's dad? Mm-hmm. Or could it be that dad's home working and just couldn't get off work to go on vacation? But when it's not talked about at all, it's kind of like this, there's this gap, this space in between. Or is that just me being way too nosy?
No, I think you are correct in that assumption because you don't want to make the wrong call.
Yeah.
You don't want to just assume that, oh, must be divorced, must be a single mom, and the dad's just not, you know, he's at work. The exact same situation happened on the cruise. Great family, the mother, the grandmother, hanging out with us. Two kids, spent the whole week with us. I just assumed it was the divorced wife. At the end, our final night of dinner, she admitted, dad's just at home working this whole week. He didn't have the vacation time to come with us. So I never wanted to had I approached it thinking single mom, I would have felt like a jerk.
Right.
So I didn't want to make the assumption. Mm-hmm. And I tried to have the conversation with her to lead the witness, if you will,
yeah,
to get her to admit to me what the situation was.
Yeah, so you're like dancing around the conversation. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to bring up something that's too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
another single mom on the trip who told me, like you said, Mark, like day three, as we got into it, who was like, it's very recent, you know, but dad has them half of the week and I have them the other half of the week. This is her first vacation. First vacation as a single mom with two kids. But it just felt awkward. So single moms, how can other people approach you about your family dynamic? Do you want people to ask you about it? Or is it mind your own business?
Yeah.
404-263-0941. Can you give us some advice on this? We're just asking for complete and total honesty here.
And especially with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, we were at the dinner table having most of these conversations or hanging out by the pool with the kids. I don't want to approach a subject with the kids around too because it's mm-hmm. going to be too sensitive. Or am I overthinking this? And then the thought process comes, look, if she's a single mom, she's going to say, oh, man, we got divorced a couple of years ago. It's no big deal. I just don't want to, as my grandmother used to say, TTYOB, tend to your own business.
Tend mm-hmm. to your own business. Very Southern.
Yeah.
And Curtis, what about you? Like, did you find, like, in some of those situations where you were like, I want to ask, but I don't want to ask?
You know, I was going through the same thing because I want to ask questions, but I was like, you know, it's not my place to ask. If she's willing to give mm-hmm. me the information, then so be it. If not, of course, you guys know I'm nosy, but I did not ask.
Is it too nosy? So single moms, how do you feel when people ask you about your family dynamic? Is there a way to ask about it? That's our question this morning for group therapy. Join us 404-263-0941, and we'll hear your very honest advice coming up next, 3 minutes away on Star 94.1.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Question from the Jen and Friends show. We just got back from our cruise for a cause, and we're on the ship with several single moms. And so we're asking single moms to call in and join us, 404-263-0941. Is there a way for people to politely ask you about your family dynamic? Is there a way to bring it up?
Amber, she did ask the question, is there a man in this situation? So maybe she's saying, if there's a man asking, is it more polite or is it more rude if a guy asks the question as opposed to a mom? Like, can a mom ask the question to another mom and say, hey, is there a father figure? Or are you, is it something, I guess the question is can two moms have this conversation as opposed to a man and a single mom?
Right, right.
Hey, Amber in Duluth?
Hey.
Yes!
Okay, we're so excited it's working. Okay, so are you a single mom?
I'm a single mother of six children.
Wonderful. Wow. God bless you. Okay, Amber, so if somebody genuinely wants to be friends with you and they're not just being nosy, but they're trying to connect with you, is it okay to ask about your family dynamic?
Absolutely. I welcome it.
You do.
I welcome someone asking me, hey, where's their dad? It doesn't bother me a bit.
Doesn't bug you at all. And does it bug the kids?
No. It doesn't. No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Amber, is it a different? Is it different if a guy asks as opposed to another mom?
A little bit. Sometimes if a guy asks, it can be a little bit uncomfortable. But if he's a single dad, the question is welcome.
Okay. Got it. Okay. That's awesome advice, Amber. That's what we want to know from single moms. 404-263-0941. Tammy from Austell. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Great. Okay, so Tammy, are you a single mom, and is it okay to ask about dad in the situation if somebody meets you?
I think once you get comfortable with someone, that will be a topic of conversation, but I don't think you should start out your friendship right away. Mm-hmm. For one, is that going to be a deal breaker?
No, gosh, no, not at all. But I think that as you're trying to become friends with somebody, you're exploring like what you have in common, or you're just trying to like find information about people, I guess. I don't know. It just because you don't want to say something, you want to understand the family dynamic so that you don't say something you shouldn't. And that's a big missing piece if you don't know what's going on in that situation. So so you say give it some time. Start a friendship with the person first before you ask.
Yeah, I think you should really just start a friendship with the person because after a while, you know, all that will come out, you know?
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for the call.
You know, a couple of texts coming in, 51539, Jennifer's text line, you shouldn't ask. This coming in from the 404, you shouldn't ask. If they want to talk about it, they will.
They'll bring it up. Okay, Ty in Smyrna, welcome to group therapy.
Hey.
Okay, what do you say?
Okay, I'm a single mom. I have five children. I think it's nobody's business. I think if, you know, when you first meet someone, I think it's okay to establish if I'm a single mom, but don't get into my business as far as asking me why, what happened, how long, what's going on with the kids. None of that is your business.
Right, yeah. So just, yeah. Okay, cool. And to me, Ty, I feel like single moms will bring it up when they're ready.
That is true. That is true. If I wanted anybody to know, I would, you know, say, hey, yeah, you know, we were married 7 years. We split up, blah, blah, blah. But don't question me about it. It's not anybody's business. If it was your business, our friendship would be to that point where you would already know.
That's right. So good. That is such great, honest advice. Thanks, Ty. Blair from Sandy Springs.
Hello.
Hey, Blair.
Hey, Blair.
Blair's in a wind tunnel.
All right. Well, my situation's a little different.
Okay.
My husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I find it to avoid any awkwardness. I bring it up and go, once I get to know somebody, I go, hey, my husband passed away, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is my situation. It avoids any awkwardness because everybody always assumes I'm divorced. But
right.
I'm not.
Yes. I have a dear friend who is a widow, like you, Blair, and she lost her husband very young. And so I can see her in conversations with new friends.
Yeah.
And as we meet people, I can see her figure out a way to weave it into the conversation so that people understand and know her scenario, much like you.
Because it's very embarrassing to someone, male or female, if they assume that I'm divorced and they go, oh, so where's the dad? What is, you know, is the dad involved in the kid's life? And I'm like, no, not so much. And then they just want to crawl into a hole.
Right. Yeah.
So they realize.
If you put it out there on the table, it's less awkward because they don't make a mistake.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. That's really
great. I think the general feeling
guidance.
Is that
thanks,
if
Blair.
You're trying to make a connection it's okay. But if we're being nosy, not okay.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And to know that single moms will bring it up when they're ready to bring it up, but just avoid it.
A lot of great texts coming in too. So
yeah,
thank you guys for getting involved with this
what
one.
What you got?
Just the same thing. I mean, a lot of them were saying, I'm a single mom. I think it's okay to ask, but not in front of the kids.
Okay.
And there is a divide between a man asking and a woman asking. If I'm making a connection with a woman, no problem. If it's a dude asking me, I don't want to talk about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.